This podcast is brought to you by Most Valuable Podcasts, saving your day from boredom with the best podcasting entertainment.
What's up, what's up? Real MVPs, Ricky Woodrow here, along with fellow man-child, Johnny Carlick. And Johnny, before I let you say your opening line, before the audio listeners get to hear your beautiful voice on our podcast, right now on YouTube, they're just staring at your, I'm going to say, lesser beautiful face, because you don't have the big, bushy beard like you used to have. But Alita Battle Angel, we have gone and seen it. I hope that there are some people that will be merciful in their reviews, because we don't want to wear Alita around our neck like a pendant and make her scream for mercy.
Fuck your mercy.
There, I set you up for it. You guys don't know how long. So I'm pulling back the curtain here.
Yeah.
So if you're new to reviews, Johnny usually says a line from the movie, and that's the line that we kind of solidified.
Kind of stuck with us.
It took us maybe about, I'm looking here from my first try, about 2.5 minutes, which seems like an eternity when all you're doing is what's up, real MVPs, and trying to set him up just so he can say F your mercy. You're welcome. I did that for you. But welcome.
No, you did it for them.
I did it for them. Well, I should have said for you, but I said for you. For you. I did this all for you. But welcome into our Alita, Battle Angel. Yeah, Alita.
Allie?
Just a little. Allie, oh, that made me cringe. But Alita, Battle Angel review. If you've seen the movie, great. If you haven't seen it, doesn't matter. We're going to get into non-spoilers first. Before I let you know how we do this, in case you're new, got to do some housekeeping. Make sure to check us out on patreon.com/mostvaluablepodcast. That's how you help support the channel, support the show. Make sure we can do this for you guys each and every week. Also, make sure to follow us on Twitter at WarMachine9085, at Ricky Widmer, at Most Valuable Pod. And then last but not least, make sure to go on iTunes and Apple Podcasts and rate and review the podcast. It is okay. I will wait. A little pregnant pause there. I wanted to throw one of those in. Mm-hmm. But thank you guys for checking out our Alita Battle Angel review. The one thing I have to say before we start is, if you are somebody coming in that has read the manga, if you have seen the anime, both Johnny and I have not.
Not
so
yet.
Keep that into consideration.
Not
that going,
yet.
Well, going in, we had not seen it.
We were blind going in.
Because, first off, actually, before I say that, how we do things, I should say that first. How we do things is, if you've seen it, that's great, because we're going to go into non-spoiler mode, kind of talk about this movie if we'd recommend someone seeing it. Then we'll go into spoiler mode. So if you haven't seen it, you can hit pause there, go and see it, come back, and you're all good and great on it. Now I will go on into my thing.
There you go.
Both of us kind of went in cold on this, because I'm going to pull it up on our YouTube page. So we had talked about Alita, I want to say 2 weeks ago, in preparation for this movie coming out this week. And we did actually get some comments on it, which was very nice to see. And I'm going to read some of those right now, if I can pull it up and go back. I think it was 2 weeks ago, so it was a while. Yeah, 2 weeks,
yeah, it was
ago,
2 weeks ago
is when we talked about it. And one of the comments for sure was, I think it was Brett's. Yes, it was Brett. So Brett Costner said, Alita's a strong story, so I hope they get it right. Judging by the trailers shown so far, I'm more and more confident about the movie. As you said, there are 3 series of manga, the original 9 volumes from the 90s, 4 of which are being used for the basis of this film. There's also a 2-part original anime, an OVA, also from the 90s, which you can find on YouTube. Hint, search for Alita Battle Angel or Gundam, preferably the UK dub, because it's heaps better than the US dub. I'm tossed about whether or not to recommend you watch or read the manga prior before the seeing the movie. Both have, let's see, I switched hands. Both have some very strong spoilers that are only hinted at in the trailers, but both are worthwhile. I suspect I suspect that the movie will show the sequences in full. It may be better going in cold so that you see them as newbies. Your choice, but it'll be eye-opening either way. Cheers. And here's the first thing I want to say about this movie, because we're going to stay in non-spoiler mode for a little bit. The first thing I want to say is, if you're going to go see this movie and have not yet, go see it in 3D.
Yes.
Like, this is a movie where it's like, okay, I'm going to shell
totally
out,
worth this showing out the
shell
money for 3D.
Out the extra, what is it, $2?
$2-3
For 3D. I'm going to go ahead and pay that extra money because this is a movie that, A, didn't even notice it was in 3D. Like, and I know people may say, Ricky, well, that's a bad thing. No, it was that good in 3D that it was just like, it didn't, usually, I don't know about you, when I'm watching a 3D movie, there are times where there's a little bit of strain on the eyes where it's like, all right, I'm watching a 3D movie, or I have to like take off the glasses halfway through and kind of like blink a couple times. And put them back on. This one didn't need to do that because all the effects in 3D were so good, and it wasn't, it didn't feel like too much.
No, exactly. It was just the right amount to where it was sort of like popping off in a good way, though. Like, it wasn't like blatantly popping off the screen and like making your eyes hurt, or like too fast a move makes you a little bit dizzy. Like, one of the previews, didn't it? Like you actually said, one of the previews, something moved too quickly or jerked
it
around.
It was Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, like, and it like
Captain
made you
Marvel,
dizzy.
It was the when she fought the Kree grandma.
Oh, yeah, when the grandma
when
flipped.
When the grandma flipped, I was like, whoa, okay, like that was blurry. But none of this was blurry at all.
No, it was really well done in 3D. So definitely recommend seeing it 3D.
What do you want to start with the story? Sticking in non-spoiler. I'll ask you this. What did you like most about it? Without spoiling anything.
Oh, damn.
I'm throwing a curveball at
I'm trying to see think how to say any of this without spoiler mode stuff. That's why.
I'll say this then. You know, my first, I told you my first thought after the movie.
Yeah.
I'll tell them now. My first thought, and I said this to you out loud, was, oh, so that's what Valyrian was supposed to be like.
Yes.
Like, this was something where, because Valyrian and the Thousand Planets, I think it was called.
Visually stunning.
Well, it was supposed to be like this, I want to say.
Yes.
Where visually stunning, had a story, and like this was not just visually stunning.
But had a
but
great
the
story.
The story was, that's the, to me, the thing that, like, you can go out there and be visually stunning, but this actually had a story, and it actually threw twists at
and
you.
Which is where Valyrian fell flat, was the solid storyline.
Where I'll be honest,
kind of,
this story made me guess wrong at some times.
Yeah.
Like, it made me guess wrong, or it made me maybe question
something. One of them fairly early in the movie.
Exactly, and that's
I know which one you're talking about. You can get the spoilers.
I'm kind of hinting to, but I'm not going to spoil it. But I mean,
spoilers,
like,
spoilers, that's what that's
that,
for.
That, to me, is the greatest thing about this movie, is not only does it look breathtakingly amazing, especially in 3D, there's actually a story there.
Yes.
And plus, I don't know about you, you actually feel like, for me at the beginning, it wasn't like this because I was just getting used to these characters. But towards the end, you actually feel a connection to them.
Yes.
Especially Alita.
Alita, and then it's to some degree Hugo a little bit. No, not Hugo, Ido.
Yeah, because Hugo, I'll be honest, some of the stuff he did in the movie, I was like, really, really, bro? Really, bro? You kind of, hello, anybody home up there? Hugo wasn't my favorite part of the
movie. I meant to
movie.
Say Ido when I said Hugo.
I will say that. But yeah, this is a movie I would recommend to go see. Visually great. Story is great. I had one more thing on the tip of my tongue. Oh, that's it. I'm going to say this now and not in spoiler mode. And I wonder if anyone who's seen the movie has the same thought as me. So I'm going to say again, didn't read the manga, didn't see the anime. When we got to the motorball scenes, because let's be honest, they're in the trailer. So
yeah,
you've seen them too. Basically, I made the joke to you is when we first saw that big motorball scene, even when we saw them playing it like in the movie before the big motorball scene, I just thought to myself, oh, so this is pod racing. This is pod racing where Are the motorball scenes good in this movie? Yes. But, like, I looked at it and went, yeah, so this is the, it ties into the story. So I'm not saying it's not a Ricky Widmer, hey, let's take this out of the movie, because you know me.
Ricky likes to take shit out of movies.
I'm a cutter. I like to cut things from movies that I see as non-fit. This movie didn't have any of those.
No.
I didn't feel like anything needed to be cutted, but the, needs to be cut. But, yeah, the motorball, I was just like, so this is pod racing. Where that's going to be seen as a negative, but it's not really. It's just, it
Ricky
seemed
made
to me
sort of a joke.
Like what pod racing was in the first episode one of Star Wars. Anything you think we need to hit on before we
think we better off just hitting the spoilers?
Well, this is where we're going to go into spoiler mode. This one's kind of a tough one. I think with the motorball, I might have said a spoiler if you weren't ready for it. But let us know what you guys think. If you've seen the movie, if you haven't seen the movie, what are your expectations? Then come back and let us know what you thought at the end. But Johnny, we're going to enter spoiler mode. If you are now listening, you are in the spoiler mode, and I have no, not remorse, I have no sympathy for you. If anything is spoiled.
You're stepping into the spoiler zone.
I'm even talking right now, Johnny, to give them time to be like, oh no, I still have this playing. I don't want anything spoiled for me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to do another pregnant pause like I did earlier in the podcast.
So you don't like dramatic pauses too much, Ricky?
I will ask you. What's the first thing you want to hit now that we're in spoiler mode? You can do what you're going to do.
Why don't we just start from the beginning and work our way through?
Start from the beginning. Take us through it, Jay, man.
Why do I have to do it?
Because you brought it up.
I know I did. That's because you asked. So, I mean, it just starts off with actually Ido finding Alita, which was just basically here up.
We've seen it in the trailer.
Yeah, exactly. You saw it in the trailer. No spoilers on that part. Mm-hmm. But then brings her back, gives her, I'll spoil it right off the bat, his daughter's body.
Yeah, that was interesting to me of the connection of, like, so here's the thing that, like, and that's the thing I like about this movie. It layered things on
top
of one another.
Because we didn't find that out until at least halfway through.
I'm not even saying that. Like, there are so many different things going on in this movie. You have Ido, who's going through the death of his daughter. How is he coping with it?
Yeah.
Oh, I found this humanistic cyborg, and I'm basically going to treat her like my daughter.
Yeah, it's kind of almost like the coping of, okay, I got this, now I can bring my daughter back.
Which I'm assuming
he's not trying to bring, I just want to state in case someone who actually like saw all that anime.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's trying to bring his daughter back, it's just the feeling of,
exactly,
I can take care of her like she's my daughter.
Well, because like even in the motorball scene, when he's like, you come back right here, like after the match, you're
as
right here.
As soon as it's over, back here and you're wearing this too.
Orin also, when he was like, hey, I don't want you out after dark.
Yes.
And with her to Hugo, like, who makes your rules? Does he make your rules or do you make the rules?
But yeah, he's like, I don't want you to leave too far out of this neighborhood and I don't want you to go after dark because there was something dangerous going on. Women were being killed.
Yeah, or when she brought back the, like, her actual body.
Yes.
And he goes, I will not connect you to this.
Exactly.
I will not. Until he absolutely had to connect her to it. To me, it's like, you've got that. You have him dealing with the death of his daughter in that way. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, hey, I'm going to, like you said, not replace her, but
this is a girl I can take care of like my daughter now.
Yes, I can treat her like my daughter. Giving her your daughter's name, would you have done that? If you were him, would you have given her your daughter's
name? It's kind of nice as a remembrance.
Because that kind of, I could see where people could be like, oh, so you're replacing your daughter with her.
I feel like it's almost, to some degree he was, but to some degree it's more like it's just kind of in remembrance of her. Mm-hmm. You also gave it's not even her body, it's the body he built for her.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't able to walk, and before he could even give it to her, she was murdered. And the one thing I was thinking before we found out that was his daughter, I was like, all the work is like, that's really intricate detailing. Like, so that, like, part of me was like, that body used to mean something to him.
Even, was it Japan?
Yeah.
Ajax, basically.
Yeah, Ajax. It was his chipon or something like that.
His had some.
Well, that was some intricate work
on the back of it.
Yeah, it did. Which some very Aztec looking.
Which I said, Johnny, I want a full cosplay of you as Japan, and I want all that intricate work done on that. I'm not going to take anything less from
it. I know you won't.
But
this is going to take a long time.
But like even Jennifer Connelly's character, who we find out in, and this is what I think Brett was talking about in the comment section of if you read the manga or saw the anime, you would know that, okay, Jennifer Connelly's character is Alita's mother.
Yes.
And is related to Ido.
And we find out shortly into the film.
Yeah, shortly into the film.
That's her mother.
But like, look at even how she's coping with it. Because here's another thing you have to deal with is... You find out Ido and her are from up there.
Yeah,
Zatar, is it? Zatar, I think.
I forgot
is
what it's called, honestly.
Basically, the floating city.
Yeah.
They're from that. And, like, she still has the gem in her head.
Uh-huh.
And Ido says, see this scar, like, right here?
Yeah.
He said, I pulled it out. Because...
I removed it myself.
Because I'm not there anymore. Uh-huh. I'm down here. And, like, how she copes with things is... First off, she wants to get back.
She wants to go back there.
She wants to get back there so bad, any means necessary. But she's going to use her skills for the bad guys in order to get up there.
Because the false promises.
And it's so ironic that in the end, it's like, all right, you're going up there, but you don't get your body.
In pieces.
You're just a brain, two eyeballs, and then what, her hands?
Like a hand and foot or something like that?
It's like you... You're not going up there like you thought you
were. You're going up in pieces because I guess it's like no one goes up there as a person. You go up there as cargo.
Yeah. You go up there as what parts can we use from you for what we need.
Exactly.
And that's kind of like I think why Vector had the mindset that he had of like since he understood that, that's why he like when he told Hugo the whole we could go up there and live. We could go up there
and
be the bottom of the totem pole. He's like, why would I want to go to heaven and live like a poor person when I could be in hell and rule like a king?
Exactly. And that's what, Vector wanted is he's making all these false promises for everyone else. Mm-hmm. Like, I can get you up there.
To get him to do what he wants.
It's manipulation.
Yeah.
At its finest. And that's what he's doing to Hugo. It's like, yeah, when you get me this amount of money, I'll get you up there. Basically, he's sort of saying, yeah, once you get me this amount of money, I'm just going to hack you for pieces and send you up there.
Basically.
You'll get to go up there?
Yeah.
It's what you want.
I technically didn't lie to you.
Yeah.
I technically didn't lie. But yeah, that was like, so you got...
That was messed up, by the way.
Yeah, you got Ido, which, like I said, dealing with the... death of his daughter that way.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the mother dealing with it and kind of at the
end. Yeah.
She even pays it off at the end of like,
saving,
I'm going to help her.
Saving
I'm
going to
help her because at the beginning it was, why did you give her our daughter's body? She is not our daughter.
Yeah.
But then it's like, okay, my daughter is gone. I need to call, like my daughter is gone. She's never coming back. This girl, like, look at how great she is, and, like, she's not I don't think it's a thing of, like, you are my daughter, but it's, like, it was a coming around to, like...
Yeah, turning around, it's like, this. What I've been doing has not been a way to cope for my daughter.
Yes, and the kind of things that... Because, like, even doing,
almost like an insult to her daughter at this point.
Yeah, basically, like, she took her skills and used them for evil.
Yeah.
Like making, I can't remember his name, the big guy with the chain hands.
I just had it up here too. Grishka.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I couldn't pronounce it.
But like even like doing for, and right away in that scene when Nova was like, she's like, all right, I'll do it. Like no questions.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and do it. But then you have, like, Alita and everything kind of figuring out who she is, but then kind of dealing with that, like, knowing, hey, I am a super soldier, basically.
Yeah. And also to the fact of, like, not knowing who she is, and you got Ido treating her...
Like a child.
Like a child, like his daughter, And she's like, I'm not your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But the turnaround in the end, too, when she calls her, calls him dad.
Yes, that was.
Or was it father?
No, it was because she goes, because I told you it was a very, like, Japanese.
It was very Japanese, yeah. Manga, anime style.
Of, like, something, something father. And I was like, oh, that's kind of a very. Because usually, like, the American way would be dad.
Dad.
Like you said, dad, but she said father.
Yeah.
She did call him father.
But at the very end, she also called him dad, like, to his face.
Did she?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Because the first one was, like, her kind of shouting it out to some way, and it wasn't, like, to
like,
him.
Dad! Like that?
No, it's like.
I can't remember.
I can't remember how. About. I can't remember how she did either. But one of them, she did call him dad to his face, like, as a more.
Let me.
Loving way.
Let me throw this out.
Okay.
Twist at the beginning. We didn't mention that.
We kind of jumped over it a little.
Because that was the first part in this movie that made me guess wrong.
Yes.
Because I'll be honest, I did not think Ido was doing it. Like, I thought he was doing it, but I didn't think he was choosing to do it. At that time, I was thinking, okay, he's getting his arm pulled by someone.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to do this, but he has to. What were you thinking?
I didn't.
And what did you think of the reveal of what was going on?
I thought, wow, that was a bit of a. At first, it was like, okay, like when he got the warning that like there were women being killed, it's like, okay, so he's just wants her to be safe, but he goes out and he comes back with a big ass case.
Yeah.
And like a cut on his arm. Well, yeah, part of his arm.
The bandage with the blood spot.
Yeah. That she sees him walk in with. It's like, okay, wait a minute. What's going on? And it's more like, okay, is he just trying to hide this from her now?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't want her to go out at night so she doesn't see this?
Yeah.
And then it's like, he's got to be doing it to like keep his business afloat. It's basically he's a doctor. For everyone, but you see in one scene, he gets paid in oranges because the guy didn't have money to do it right now. So it's like, so he's doing, this is kind of a bad way for it, but he's got to keep his place afloat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's basically like, hey, I got to do some bad things so I can keep doing good things.
Mm-hmm. But we find out he's not doing bad things.
No, he's not.
He's trying to stop him because, and yet again, this is another thing if we would have read the manga.
Yeah.
We would have known this probably coming in.
I'm kind of glad
he was a hunter
didn't.
Warrior. Yeah, and that's the thing where I'm going to throw his name out again. I agree with Brett where I'm glad I didn't read the manga because it took me to a place where I'm glad I didn't have that background knowledge because this movie was allowed to surprise me with the different twists that it would take the story.
Yeah, no, for that, I am very glad that, A, we had that warning, but B, because I was going to check out the anime until you told me that comment, and I'm like, okay, maybe I'll hold off. I'm still going to go check it out now.
I'll be honest, I almost read all the manga yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't have time.
No, I'm glad that I didn't check it out just yet, but I'm going to. It actually makes me wonder if maybe next time we get this opportunity, one of us should read it and one of us shouldn't, so we can talk about both
just
sides of it.
Just we have the different sides of it. Let me see what movies we got actually.
Aside from, a Marvel movie where.
Well, duh.
I'm just stating that.
Because I'm thinking right now, and all this is subject to change, obviously.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. Because we got How to Train Your Dragon.
Nah.
We're going to do Captain Marvel, Dumbo, Shazam. Hellboy, and then Avengers is what we've got.
The only one that right seems now. Like we could do something Hellboy. Like that with is Hellboy, yeah.
Because we know the
Blood Witch
based off of.
Yeah,
We just have to figure out who wants to bite the bullet and read it.
I mean, I'll bite the bullet and read it.
Johnny's like, I don't need to be surprised. I guess.
I guess I'll take one for the team.
Anything else from this movie? Because there's a lot to unpack, and there's a lot we're going to get into.
Yeah.
Anything from the story that you were like, we have not touched that we need to? Because obviously we're going to get to the end and how it didn't
happen. Well, you didn't finish on we didn't finish what Dr. Ido was actually doing.
Go ahead.
He's a, what do you, what
Hunter
is it?
Warrior.
Hunter warrior. You're basically a bounty hunter to some degree.
Yeah.
No, you are a bounty hunter.
You are.
I was trying to, because I thought they had actual bounty hunters that weren't blah, blah, blah warriors. Or was
they're all hunter warriors.
Okay, because there was like, there were hunter warriors in the motorball scene, and then there were some other people. They were just kind of...
You're talking the motorball?
Motorball scene when they were trying to kill Alita.
Those were...
Hunter warriors and some other group.
Just regular convict guys.
Okay, hired hands of like...
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, 5,000 to whoever gets... But yeah, so he's a hunter warrior, and it goes through all that part of it. And he was doing it to kind of avenge his daughter at first.
Yeah. Kind of like, hey, I'm... This guy came in, he was a motorball guy.
Looking for drugs.
Mm-hmm. Killed the daughter because she couldn't get out of the way. Hey, I'm gonna kill him. Oh, wait, it didn't help. I'm going to try to stop more bad people because maybe that would help. And guess what? It didn't help.
It was like, oh, I fought this one, my one demon, because he was the one, he was helping make these motorball guys at first.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, enhance these motorball guys.
Like, so he felt like, hey, it was my fault.
Yeah. So now he's like, okay, well, I'm going to keep taking out bad people. And so he became part of it. And then that led, and the kind of him pushing her led Alita to become a hunter warrior as well. No.
Well, and the thing I liked about it too was whenever she was kind of pushed, like stress wise, like she was in high stressful situations.
Yeah, basically near death.
That would trigger a memory.
Yeah, that was cool. It was a cool sequence. Around.
It was, oh my God, I am stressed fighting this guy.
And it wasn't even
here's a memory.
It wasn't even like simple fighting brought back either. Like what a whole like her.
She was a forgotten fighting style.
Yeah, but no, it was her like, remember when she was like practicing all those fighting moves late at night, right before she went to bed? And it's like, oh, that didn't trigger. It's got to be actually like high impact, near death experience fighting. Like she had another one when she was fighting. What's his name? Kuriska, Gruishka.
Yeah.
God damn. When he actually
in the
had
underworld.
The underworld with that new hand.
The chain claw.
The chain claw hand, yeah.
After she totally demolished all the other hunter warriors. Which, by the way, that scene made me laugh.
Yes.
When she was like trying to rally the troops, it's like, come on, Alita. They have no allegiance to you. Like, they have no allegiance. You also said a joke before they did.
Oh,
when Japan was like, she broke my nose.
Right.
As you longest yarded it, she broke it in my nose. What about.
Right before you said it, too. That was the best part.
Before we get into the visuals.
Oh, it's Zapan, by the way.
Zapan?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been saying that wrong all the time.
It's okay.
Zapan.
So have I.
Here's the thing I want to ask you about that we haven't gotten to yet.
Yes, sir.
The Edward Norton twist.
Ooh.
That you thought was Dana Carvey.
You did too.
After you said it, I was like, "Was that Dana Carvey? Kind of looks like him."
Yeah, because
he's the master of disguise.
At the very end of everything, the very final like half minute
Nova
of
takes
the movie,
off those glasses.
We actually get to see Nova, other than like a clip here or a clip there. We get to see Nova in person,
except for the hologram was the closest
we got like a hologram of him and a flashback of Nova. Did we get it at one point? It was a flashback.
It was just
a hologram.
They were
in the
on
flashback.
The ship.
Yeah,
and
one of her
flashback.
Memories.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time we get to see him in person, and he's just looking at the motorball thing.
Yeah.
From way up there of what I forgot the name of the place again.
The floating city.
Floating city. There we go. We'll go with that. And
floating
he just
city
takes
number
off.
One.
But he takes off the glasses, and I go to you and go, is that Dana Carvey?
And I had to look it up because I didn't know.
But you thought, you were like, it does look like Dana Carvey.
Did, but it's Edward Norton.
Energico.
And the funny thing is he was uncredited.
Yeah, that was the weird part.
Very, very weird that he was uncredited. But that was one thing that I read and I wanted to ask you about is, so I read an article where it was basically talking about the biggest problem with Alita's ending is that it doesn't have one. What did you feel at the end? Did you feel like it should have had a definitive ending, because we probably knew there was going to be more than one, especially if this does well.
Yeah.
Which I think right now, as we're recording this Sunday morning, they're saying like 33 million, and it was eyeing to make 41 opening weekend. But did you feel, I don't want to use the word slighted, but I kind of do, but what did you think of the end where it's basically motorball, she's getting ready to become the final champion, which yes. it seems like number two is, her pose even looking up like, I am coming for you, Nova.
Yeah, sword in mm-hmm. the air, all lit up in blue yeah. flame. I'll call it blue flame.
Mm-hmm. Well, her plasma energy, I'll call it.
Sure, or that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just let me go simple blue flame.
No, plasma energy. But what were your thoughts about the ending?
No, I'm actually not opposed to it because they ended in a nice place for number two.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you get to probably see the next one is in the final motorball fight with.
Well, she becomes. I'm assuming the next one is Act One. She becomes the final champion.
Exactly.
Act Two is she goes up there and kind of introduces her to all the politics that are up there on the floating city
and see who she's gonna. You get to see a. Yeah. Really hardcore motorball.
And then number three is...
Taking down the top.
Taking
the city.
Down Nova.
Nova and the city.
Yeah. But like, and that again, people probably seen the anime are going to be like, dude, you guys are totally wrong because we know what's going to happen because we saw the anime. But that's another thing. Do you not read the manga because the story is not done?
I know. That's the debate. Like, I want to watch the anime.
Can I be completely honest with you? I'm totally going to read it. You want to know why?
Why?
And I hope that this does not get taken out because in the noise reduction, I hope it still is in there so they can hear me.
Yeah, I figured.
But I'll talk a little louder. You want to know why I'm probably still going to read it right now?
Because you don't want to wait?
Because I'm going to forget by the time the movie comes out.
True that.
But how many years is it going to be before 2 comes out?
Probably at least two,
maybe 3 or 4 because of the special effects.
Yeah.
They still got to write the dang thing. I don't even think they're writing number 2. I'd have to look that up. But yeah. Odds are I'm going to forget what happened anyway.
So I'm probably going to watch it like this next week and then forget everything that happened except for like some minute details.
Basically,
or I'll remember the stupidest details that mean nothing.
Let's see. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to see if they're starting on number 2 yet. Alita 2.
Yeah, anyways.
Go ahead. While I look this up, go ahead and tell me, do you have anything else to say about the ending before I cut you? Is there going to be motorball in the upper city?
Yeah, that's what they go up there for.
I thought they just go up there to retire.
Oh, I thought it was
It was like, you're the final champion. There's nothing else that you can do down here, so you get to retire and
I thought it would be like, oh, we're sending you up to go against the champions of champions
mm-hmm.
because you're now the motorball champion down here. There's no higher you can go. So you get to go against the champion of champions up there mm-hmm. with motorball and like the people that are going to be like the hardest, most epic motorball race there is.
Let's see.
I don't know. They never really explained what happens up there. I thought they go up there to actually have a motorball.
Yet again, it's just one of those things that's very open ending.
Yeah.
Let's see this article. Ending sets up a sequel. Don't want to read that. That's going to spoil things for me. Let's see. So, okay. A sequel isn't greenlit yet. It's going to depend on the box office, but mm-hmm. I'm expecting, no.
What?
You know what else plays into a sequel?
Huh?
The sequel's a Disney movie. It's a Fox movie.
Oh, shit!
Because remember,
I forgot!
By the way, at the beginning... It said 20th Century Fox and then it changed to 26th Century
Fox, which was cool.
Which is awesome. But that's going to complicate...
Shit! I forgot about that!
That's
going to
complicate things, too, because this... It's obviously not... It's not going to get greenlit now.
Oh, God.
Right now, because it doesn't matter about the box office right now, because Fox is currently in the process of being bought out by Disney.
So if it does get greenlit,
it's going to be a Disney movie.
4 years just to get us started.
Exactly. Well, yeah, because they got to deal with everything with... They've got Deadpool. They've got Fantastic Four. They've got X-Men.
Oh, my God.
They've got all the other Fox properties.
And this is like something we talked about like when this Fox shit first started of how everything else is going to hit. And we're like, well, we were focusing on Marvel all the time. It's like, and now, Simpsons. Well, now it's going back to...
So now it...
I completely forgot about that.
That plays into it as well.
Well, we're going to be waiting a bit longer. So yeah, I'll watch the anime. No worries on that now.
The next Alita movie that we will see will be a Disney movie.
Screw it. I'm going to watch Alita then, because I'm not going to...
That's what it's going to see. Instead of 20th Century Fox. Dun, dun, dun. Anything you think we may... Oh.
Well,
visuals.
We said nothing about Hugo, by the way.
Do we have to talk about Hugo? Do you have anything you want to say about Hugo?
That he died twice.
Yeah, he needs to listen to Alita.
He doesn't fucking listen.
That was the biggest thing that I one of the biggest gripes I had with this film.
Yeah. See, I had to get rid of one of Ricky's gripes.
Well,
I had to pull it out.
It was at the end, because when Alita was like, she sees the murder thing. And she goes, is it true? Hugo totally messed up. As a boyfriend that has been in the doghouse numerous times because I'm an idiot.
Numerous times.
I have actually never been in the doghouse. I don't know what the doghouse is. If you're as great and orange as I am, you don't know what the doghouse is.
If anything, you go in the doghouse.
Yeah, you go in the doghouse. I will sleep in the bed. You sleep on the couch, sweetie. That is how it's done. Bad Trump impersonations. But
I don't know. Yours is pretty good.
What he needed to do was, instead of saying, oh, well, I didn't mean to kill. We didn't poach him for parts. I wouldn't have even brought that up. The poaching for parts thing, wouldn't have brought it up. I'm saving that conversation for a different day. All I would have said is, no, I didn't kill the guy. He killed the guy.
Did he say that when he was already stabbed in the stomach?
No, he said it before.
Because
it was like, am I accused for murder because of that? No, you're accused for murder because the pan killed the guy and accused you of it.
Yes.
Which I did also love the retribution of, like, he's like, what? That's a tricky plan. Zapan, you're stealing the bounty. And then she was able to just cut his face.
Took his sword.
My face! My face! He didn't die, though.
No, he didn't.
He just cut his face off.
Exactly. It was just cool just to see.
Yeah. It's like he just had a hole.
Yeah, it was just like face. Cut the teeth, the very front teeth off. But there was off, a little tongue nose, there, too. Little tongue in there. And the eyes were still there.
Yeah.
But it's like, my face!
But, like, that was my biggest gripe, if you could say that, is just...
To some degree, I understand
You get a body back, and the first thing you do is, I'm going to run up there. Really? Are you that stupid? Obviously, he is.
He is.
Because he's dead. Twice. He's dead.
Dead again.
And what does that tell you about how he... Obviously, he's not thinking about Alita.
No, he's not. Because
Alita didn't just have to go through saving your life once. She had to then try to save your dumbass a second time. In my situation, in my mind, in the second one, he deserved to die because it was his own dumb fault. He should have just listened to Alita. They should have went down there and got their game plan sent.
Exactly.
Oh, he bugged me. He's not going to be a show stealer. That's for sure.
For sure.
Anything we didn't hit? Did we hit the visuals enough, or do you think we need to talk about how visually great it was?
I think saying like 8 times in the beginning and throughout this that it was visually great is enough.
Then anything you think we haven't hit that we have to hit.
Go see it.
Yeah, go see it for sure. It's a good movie. Take your girlfriend or your significant other. Or if you don't have a significant other, go take your one of your best friends like I did. And you can also do that as well. But Johnny, let's move into the end of this. If you are new to a review, hope you guys are liking it so far. Go check out our other reviews as well. We did Glass. Also for this year, our next one's going to be How to Train Your Dragon 3, I think it is.
Trace.
That'll be next week. But what we do here at the end is, before we give our rating, we kind of give a show stealer who...
Yeah, we do.
This is the actor or the actress who stole the show. They were the MVP. MVP gives an MVP for the movie. And then we go ahead and give our rating, usually out of 5 somethings. This one's going to be 5 motorballs because it's usually something that relates to the movie. Johnny, I will let you start with our show stealer. Who's it going to be?
Alita. I'm not sure who else you can give it to, honestly.
So it's going to go to, for people who want the actual actress's name, Rosa Salazar.
Oh, sorry.
Rosa Salazar.
I should have said the...
is going to be getting the show steal. And I'm giving it to her, Joseph. Yeah. There is no one else in this movie that you can give it to. There is maybe a argument that you could make for Christoph Waltz.
Yeah. Christoph Waltz. You're right.
He's probably the only one, other one you can give an argument to.
But
I would like, this is Rosa Salazar's show.
It's heavily focused on Alita, so it's Rosa Salazar's show. Yeah,
like this is her movie. This is her show. She's going to steal the show. And now she joins, for you and I, 2018, we got a little off.
Yeah.
But now she joins James McAvoy for the, like, now she's in the nominee. So this is how we're going to do it. I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
So 2017, we did an award show, right?
Yeah.
We're going to do that same thing for 2019. And one of them is going to be Show Stealer of the Year.
Yes.
And it's only going to be out of the people this that we year. Show steal. So if I chose someone else, both of them would be in that pot, the yeah. one you chose and the one I chose.
Yeah.
So far, we have two in that pot. James McAvoy from Glass,
mm-hmm.
Rosa Salazar from Alita Battle Angel. We have never split on one this year.
Are we going to start doing we sometimes give an honorable mention. Do you think he's far enough into it where Christoph Waltz gives an honorable mention?
I wouldn't either.
No, okay.
For me, this is one. Like, yes, we can. So we can give honorable mentions, but they don't get thrown into the pile of.
I would say, do we want to start an honorable mention for the end of, when we do the thing at the end of the year?
No.
Because we could do separate honorable mentions.
Too much.
Too much?
You get an honorable mention for your movie review. At the end, it's just the show stealers get their time to shine.
Show stealer, best movie, worst movie.
But yeah, best movie.
We did worst movie the first time.
We are going to do, we got to start coming up with those and planning that because I would like to have it a little bit better of a spectacle.
We would like
it to be an actual award show.
We will.
And the thing is.
I think we should. We'll get.
And the thing is, we won't have commercials, so you don't have to worry about us giving awards away during the commercials.
Exactly.
Which, that's a shot at the Oscars because they're supposedly going to do that. They're going to give awards away during the commercial break.
Well, that's stupid.
Of the Oscars. Let's go on to the big main part, though. The last thing we will do, the review. Out of how many motorballs, 5 is the most. What's your score for this movie, Johnny?
I'm going to go 4.5 out of 5. It was great. It didn't, like, have me... honestly, it was great. It's just, like, there's little things here and there that gave it the 4.5 instead of the 5. A lot of them being Hugo.
So Hugo took 0.5 away. I'm going to give it a basic 4. And the reason why for me is... this is a, like, if you want my not, like, my short answer for it, like, oh, so this is what Valerian's supposed to be like. Stunning with a, like, an stunning actual story visual line. With a story that actually made me care about the characters.
You and made some plot me care.
I gave it a 4 because it's not perfect.
Yes.
It's really, really, really good. It's not perfect. So therefore, I'm giving it a 4. Really good movie. You should go and see it.
Yes. Highly recommend.
But it's just that one tier down from being a perfect movie. Any final things before we wrap this up?
That's all I got.
Well, this is where you guys come in. Let us know what you think down below in that comment section. You seen Alita, Battle Angel. What are your thoughts? I want to hear both. If you haven't seen the anime or read the manga, let us know what your thoughts were. And if you've read the manga, see the anime, let us know where you guys are. What, like, it's interesting for me to see what the fan base, if you've read it, you've seen it before coming in, if you did it after, let us know that as well. I want to thank you guys for checking out our movie review for Alita Battle Angel. We will be coming at you next week with another movie review. Johnny and I are going to go see How to Train Your Dragon 3. So we will have that one for you, and then it's Captain Marvel after that one. So we're getting to some of the we're getting through, then now we're getting to some of these big movies that are coming up this year. Make sure to support us on patreon.com/mostvaluablepodcast. If you want to join the Rick and Johnny podcast, you can by supporting us at the $10 tier. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. Johnny's at War Machine
9085.
I am at Ricky Widmer. Most Valuable Podcast is at Most Valuable Pod. Also, make sure to rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, on iTunes. It would really help us out, get more ears on the podcast or actually get this podcast into more ears.
Mm-hmm.
You can also, I found this out with my mom's Alexa at home.
Ooh.
If you have an Alexa, you can now say, hey, Alexa, play the Rick and Johnny podcast. And guess what she's going to do, Johnny? She's going to play our latest podcast.
She's going to play Rick and Morty?
Can do that. No, she'll play Rick and Johnny. So you can now have us on your Alexas if you do use Alexas at home. Want to thank you guys for watching on YouTube. Want to thank you guys for listening on podcast services around the world. And as always, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this MVP podcast. Follow us on Twitter @MostValuablePod for more great podcasts.